Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Flock It today. I'm so happy to have you here. On today's episode, I'll be talking with my sister Megan about her adoption story, and we'll see how that's affected both of our lives and the pros and cons to that. Actually, not really cons, just the pros. So let's jump right to it.
One of my favorite people on my podcast today, my sister, although she isn't my favorite right now because she doesn't want to be my friend. Hi, Meg.
I'm just trying to be a good social distancer.
Oh my gosh.
And adhere to my stay-at-home order.
Okay, I have to tell you a story about what happened to me last night before we start.
Okay, share away.
So I signed up for this, like, I follow this Instagram account that always posts, like, the yummiest foods. Like, they always have, like, delicious dinners or whatever. And I thought it was, like, a group of people, but I guess it was just one person. So they had like posted like, oh, drop your email below if you want a link to the meal plan or whatever. And I was like, oh, cool, whatever. I left my email. Then like 15 minutes later, I get this text message to my phone that's like, hey, and it says the name that was on the Instagram account. And I was like, oh my hell, he used my Apple ID email to text me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is just, okay. I was like, hi, sorry, like, was there a problem sending me the meal plan or whatever? Then,
what a creep.
My phone gets blown up with messages. I'll just read you a few. It was the most horrifying incident of my life. Okay. So, he just starts messaging me and he, like, tells me that I'm so pretty. And I was like, oh, you're so nice. Like, that's really kind. And he's like, I'm worried I'm not good enough for you. Don't respond. And then he says, oh, he goes, can I tell you something and be completely honest? If not, I understand. Don't respond. And then he just keeps going. He says, I've wanted you for a while, but didn't think I was ever good enough. I wanted to please you. I wanted to eat you. I wanted to just hold you and be with you. And at times I wanted to F the hell out of you so you can barely move. I just never saw myself as someone good enough for you. But I'm more than open to moving to Utah if there's a chance with you and I. Oh my hell. I've never even met him in my life. Never.
He loves you.
Never in my life.
He just wants to be with you though.
So then I like stopped responding and I like, or I had never responded to that and I just like blocked him from my phone. Then later I get on my iPad and I didn't know that you have to block on your iPad and your phone, like it doesn't link devices or whatever. Sure enough, there is a freaking dick pic and a video. I'm sending it to you right now. A video. I didn't watch the video, but the picture, I was like literally throwing up. I still haven't eaten today. I'm still I was like, it looked like a dick on top of like a bunch of fat rolls. Like, I just sent it to you, so
I can't. OMG. That is terrible.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
How do you? Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my why I don't date.
It's just love. He just loves you and wants you.
If you listened to last podcast about dating, this is why I do not. Or
hey, maybe it's meant to be.
Then I started researching him because I was like, what the hell? Turns out he was on, like, what is it? Not Biggest Loser? Something like that. Because he was 600 plus pounds and he lost 200 pounds. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're still over 400 pounds. Oh my gosh, that would suffocate me. Anyone!
They are legit fat rolls.
Yeah. I'm like, his leg is like the size of my body.
Yeah, he would smash you. And not in a good way.
So,
in a very bad way.
What a time to be alive. What a
guess
time.
So.
Oh my gosh. The worst things happen to me.
Yeah, that's true. You do have some pretty great dating stories.
That was completely unwarranted, too.
Yeah, you didn't even ask for that one.
I never. Like,
or egged it on.
Here's the thing. Like, girls, 9 out of 10 times, guys, if you're listening, we don't want to see your dick. Never. Like, I never do.
Like, it is not a turn on.
No. If anything, like, what is that? Like, it's gross.
It's just like, why are you laying in bed butt-ass naked? And you just decide to pull out your phone and take a pic and send it to whoever you're talking to.
Right? Like someone you don't know. Oh my gosh.
No, never ever.
Oh, I have like nervous chills right now. I'm still so uncomfortable from that.
Have you replied to him?
Hell no. I deleted, blocked. I had to go on my iPad to get that picture that I sent you. And then I blocked him on Instagram.
That's good.
Bye to you.
He's so heartbroken though.
That
the girl he's dreamed about and probably, you know, jacks off to is not an option.
Oh my gosh.
Too bad.
Ew.
He's really missing out. What can I say?
This is
one catch.
This was a very interesting preface to the topic that we're talking about. We're going to go from talking about dick pics to adoption and just like, damn, wow.
It's fine. It's good entertainment. What can we say?
Oh, I'm cringe.
Yeah, I am too.
I hope one day I can laugh about the horrid things that have happened, but until then, no.
When you're happily married with 5 kids, you will be like Mel, rolling on the floor laughing about all the stupid things that happened when you were younger.
Yeah, to a hot husband, not a freaking... I don't even know. Like,
I don't even know either. The Biggest Loser.
Like, I don't mean to be rude and, like, there's someone out there for everyone, but, like, I don't want to marry, like, a sumo.
It's like the people in, like, the puffy costumes. Like,
yeah.
To a T.
Like, I'm really sorry, but, like, I'm not your girl.
I know. He's going to be so heartbroken when he can't message you anymore.
I'm afraid he's going to, like, go find me on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, you probably should block him now.
Ew.
Or LinkedIn or Twitter or Snap or who knows what.
Ew.
Creepers always find a way.
Like, he doesn't even know me and he just he sent me in a very unwarranted message.
Like, bombarded you.
Like, I was not prepared for that.
No. You didn't need to see that either. That will be forever ingrained in our brains.
I can't even watch the video, and I never will.
Please watch the video.
Oh. Do you want me to...
Come on.
I'll send it to you, and you can watch it.
No!
Hold on.
No, I'm scared!
Something over the sink.
I can't. These are going to have to be deleted off my phone. What if someone finds these?
Well.
And I have to explain how I got them and why my sister is sending them to me.
What about what happened to your sister? Because this is bad.
Everyone will just have sympathy for you.
Ew.
This is why everyone should help find you a hot husband. Are you watching it?
I'm sending it to you. No, I can't.
Did you watch it?
No, we just started playing and I need to delete our thread now.
I'm cringed out. Oh, I'm scared.
You should be freaking nasty.
Why don't you watch this?
I can't. I'm going to vomit. Okay, tell me. Ready? Go.
I'm terrified. Oh, did you watch it?
No, but I can imagine what it is.
Oh, it's probably exactly what you think it is. He's jacking off over the sink. Like, why is that a thing? Like, who does he live with?
Oh my gosh.
Like, can you imagine if you walked in your bathroom and there was just stuff everywhere?
Oh my, I'm ill.
Like, why?
I'm going to send that to Mel, just unwarranted.
She's going to wonder how you got it.
Ew.
Or Kyle will have her phone and open it, and it'll be like,
ew. Oh, my gosh.
Just please, just send it to Mel and see what she says.
Ugh. Okay. Enough of the nasty freaking dick pic. I'm so sorry.
I am traumatized, though.
So, like I mentioned, we're sisters, but... Do you want to start where we weren't raised together? So So do you want to start by telling the story, and then we can just tell kind of about our relationship and fun things that we like to do?
Sure. So Haley and I are about 23 months apart. I am about 2 years older than her, and I was adopted as a baby. I guess Haley's parents were in high school when I was born and decided that it was the best option to put me up for adoption because of the situation that they were in. And I've always known my whole life that I've been adopted. Like, there's not like a moment where it was like, oh, hey, Megan, let's come on, sit down. Like, let's have a talk. Oh, by the way, like, we're not your real parents kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was more like, oh, hey, like, when you were, like, when I was younger, I remember, like, reading books with my parents, just, like, your parents couldn't take care of you, so, like, they decided to give you a better life. And I have two younger brothers that are also adopted from two different families around the state. And so it was never, like, kind of, like, a taboo subject, I guess. It was always just, like, we knew it, and it was fine. And it's something that I never really questioned, because it's, like, my parents are my parents. I grew up with them. I love them. Like, it's been a great life, whatever. But when I was on my LDS mission in the beginning of 2016, I remember one week I emailed my mom and I was like, hey, like, I think when I get home, like, we should start looking for my birth parents. Like, I think it's something that, like, I'm curious about. Like, I want to know, like, my health history kind of situation. And she's like, okay, like, cool. Like, that's totally up to you. Like, I'm totally supportive, whatever. She's like, but once you open that door, it's not something that you can just close the door on. I was like, that's fine. Like, whatever. And so in June of 2016, I guess how the Utah Adoption Registry works, that if the birth child submits their information to the registry per se, and the parents submit their information to the registry, they match them up based on, like, when I was born, where I was born, and all that stuff. And so I submitted my name onto the registry, and within, like, a couple days, they came back saying that they had a match, because I guess my birth parents had put me on, or had registered themselves for the registry, like, as soon as I was born, in case I ever wanted to find them or whatnot. And so I heard back from the social worker, and she's like, hey, you can meet them this day, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. And it didn't really set in, and it's still, like, not really set in that it's like, oh, you have, like, this whole other family kind of situation. But I met them, and it was weird at first, because it's like, oh, I'm looking in the mirror. It's like someone that looks exactly like me. And it was just like, like, it was just kind of like crazy. And then I didn't really, like, have a relationship. Well, I guess at that point I found out I had full-blooded biological siblings, which is very rare in adoption cases, because after I was placed for adoption and after Haley was born, they got married and then had, I guess, three more kids. And so that's pretty rare in adoption cases, because typically, like, people place a baby and then kind of go their separate ways or whatnot. And so it was kind of cool to find out that I had full-blooded siblings. And I ended up meeting them a few months later, just, like, randomly at a baseball game, which Haley was not too pleased about that day. But, yeah.
Yeah, so my side of that is, my parents were 15 when Megan was born, and they were 17 when I was born. So it's safe to say that they didn't learn that sex makes babies.
And to use protection and birth control and all those things out there.
So yeah, my parents, after I was born, got married and then had two other kids, two boys. I have two younger brothers. And when I found out that we had a sibling, first I was probably like 10 or 11 and I was in the top of the pantry. I think I was looking for a vase and I saw a picture and it was a baby in like a bear costume. And I like took it to my mom and I was like, who is this? And she like completely disregarded it. And I was like, oh, like I didn't really think of it again until it like later on it all clicked. And so when I really found out was we had just moved to Orem to the ward that my mom lived in when Megan was born. And the young women's president at the time when my mom was in young women's, I was friends with her daughter, and it was circulating around church that because my mom got pregnant, that I would get pregnant. Like, what happened to her would happen to me. So then I went home from church and I was asking my grandparents, I was like, what are they talking about? And I've never seen my grandpa so angry in his life. And so then they just told me, and it was kind of a crappy way to find out because it came from like gossip rather than my parents being like, hey, this is what had happened. But when I look back, I think like, oh, I remember my mom would get flowers every November, Megan's birthday's in November. And like, it all kind of like started to make sense. So that I was probably 12 when that happened. And then we always wondered, we knew her name. So when she was born, my mom gave her a different name. And then we knew the name that they changed it to. And I think when I was 16, one of my mom's friends was like actively helping us search for her. And we like made posters and shared it around. We like knew a little bit of information, like the dad was a football coach and that they lived in Utah at the time or whatever, which turned out to be true. And so we just kind of like let it go. And I still remember where I was driving. My brother Jackson and I, we were driving on University Avenue and Center Street. And my mom called and she's like, I have to tell you something. She's like, don't panic. I don't want you to freak out. And I was like thinking worst case scenario, like, oh no, like, what could it be? And she's like, it's not Child Protective Services, but what is it?
Oh, I think it's like the Utah State, like, adoption. Yeah. I don't know.
Someone called my mom and said, like, they have a match, like, that they found their baby and that they were going to meet her. And I just remember I was, like, paralyzed. Like, it was a good thing, but I was, like, overwhelmed because we'd been looking for a while and I just kind of like forgotten about, not really forgotten, but had
like pushed it to the side.
Yeah. And so they told my mom and they called her, like, they gave her your name and said, like, you can try and find her on social media, like, this is what we know, whatever. So I remember going straight to my friend's house and we're like looking up all the names. Like, Megan is like a generic name and you can spell it 500 different ways and your last name, and it's like, okay, this is so generic. So we're like searching, and my friend Abby is like, oh my gosh, this is your mom. And I was like, what? I was like, let me see. And sure enough, I was like, and so we had Abby like ghost follow her. And then my parents met you, and that. It was kind of weird for a while for me because I felt like my mom was like forcing it. Like, my mom wanted it to be like this grand thing, and like, I wasn't ready for that, and I hadn't felt like that at the time. And so then one day I was at my brother's baseball game, and all of a sudden my mom just like, what did she do, like bring you around the corner or something?
I don't even know. It was
She told us driving up, and I was pissed, and I wouldn't get out of the car. And I was like, mom, I was like, you can't just bombard with it. Like, this is a big deal. This isn't just like a, hey, how are you, or whatever. Yeah. But such is my life that my mom doesn't typically take my feelings into account. But yeah, it was kind of weird for a while. I think that was in like, what, June or something, the summer. And we didn't really like, I feel like when we went to St. George on the road trip was when we like.
Yeah, I think that was like the spring after.
But yeah.
It was just kind of like surreal. It wasn't like, I don't know.
We didn't know how to like, it's like we have a lot of like very similar tendencies, and like things we do and things we say and things we like are the same, but it's like, whoa, like, this is weird. But yeah, after that I feel like it was kind of like an icebreaker trip.
Well, for sure.
And definitely. Then yeah, that was that. And now it's like, what the
now it's still surreal, and I don't know when, if it's ever gonna hit.
It's so weird. Everyone is always like, when, because we have like the same friend group, and when we're like out somewhere, they're like, oh, they ask me and my friend Mel like if we're sisters, and I'm like, no, we're sisters because I'm blonde and she's brunette, and everybody's like, what?
But, it's like, yeah, shocker. People have different hair colors.
Literally, it was weird though because like, honestly, we have like 85% of like this, no, probably more than that, like the same likes, and it, like we both love country music and traveling and Disneyland.
Like watermelon, like just
soda and weird things. But yeah, it's not like, you know the TV show, what was it called? Actually, it has zero correlation. Never mind. I think it was Switched at Birth, but that has zero. I mean,
kind of ish, but you know.
But not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
But I get what you mean.
But yeah, it's weird that we lived 1 hour apart this whole time.
Yeah.
Like, it was never like you were across the country or something.
That is true.
And we know this is rare. Like, this doesn't happen. Nope. It's common, like, oh, yeah, my birth mom got remarried and, like, had more kids with, like, her new husband. But it's, like, her husband was like, biological father and, like, all of that is just, like, weird talk for me. My dad.
Yeah.
Your siblings had the same DNA fully.
Yeah. Because it is rare and we get to be those unique peeps.
Yes.
We just embrace it.
True.
I mean, your mom doesn't really embrace me anymore, but, and I just make your dad cry, so, you know.
Yeah. So, you make my dad cry because my parents are divorced, and my, and Megan looks like identical mom.
Kind of scary.
And my dad just, like, is like, oh my gosh. Like, the adoption has always been so hard for my dad. Like, even when I found out, like, he couldn't talk about it. He never wanted to talk about it. Like, it was really hard for him.
Still don't think he likes to talk about it.
No, I don't think he likes to talk about it. I think he just likes to act like it is just, like, totally normal. Right, just, like, normal. Now it is normal. Like, now it's not like, oh, nice to meet you. What do you like to do? Like, it's
totally taboo, yeah.
Yeah. But I wrote down a few questions. We mostly just addressed them all, but
oh, look at us.
I know. What was the most shocking similarity
between you and I?
Let's say with my parents, my mom, and like overall, like to my family. Like, were there any characters?
Definitely, like, looking like your mom freaked me the most out because it was, like, growing up my whole life, like, I look pretty similar to my mom.
Yeah.
And, like, growing up, like, we'd go places and everyone would be like, oh, Megan looks exactly like you, Christine, like, whatever. And then it's, like, when I met Melissa, it was, like, oh, my gosh, like, is this what I'm going to look like in 20 years? Like, legit, like, looking in a mirror. Like, I have never been more, like, blown away by looking like someone.
It's wild.
Which is crazy, but obviously, like, I guess that's, like, how DNA works. Whereas, like, there's some pictures that, like, you and I take, and it's like, oh, I can tell we're related. But, like, again, like, we're in a friend group. No one would be like, oh, yeah, you two are sisters.
Right.
Just because of, like, you're taller than I am. You're a brunette, or I'm a brunette, and you're a blonde. Like, mm-hmm. It's, like, the little things that stick out. But it's just kind of crazy that it's, like, I think sometimes, like, I get a temper kind of like your mom in a way. But then, like, I have, like, also the tendency of, like, your dad where it's just, like, okay, like, how do we make everybody happy? Like, no drama. Like, how do we, like, just keep the peace? And it's just, like, yeah, like, go with the flow, which it's, like, obviously, like, you're going to have, like, traits from, like, the people that gave birth to you because that's just, like, how DNA works. But...
It's the crazy little things. Personality similarities when you weren't, like, raised by those people. Like, exactly. You have no idea how they live or what they do or anything.
Exactly. But it's, like, these people, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how it works out, but somehow it works out. And it's just crazy and kind of mind-blowing still.
But
it's okay. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Did you have any,
Was there any, like, any, oh my gosh, could I say any more times? Did you ever have feelings of resentment towards your birth, towards my parents, your birth?
I don't think so, because I think, like, my parents handled it in the way that it was, like, not that, like, oh, like, they didn't want you, like, they just gave you away, whatever. It was more, like, they loved you so much, they wanted a better life for you, because at age 15, 16, like, I couldn't have given a kid a good life. Like, you're a sophomore, junior in high school. Like, you still have, like, so much life ahead of you. And so I think my parents kind of, I think, I guess in a way made it so I never felt that way, just because of the way that, like, they told me and, like, handled the situation, that it was more of, like, a love situation rather than, like, oh, you weren't wanted. That's so it was never, like, oh, like, why did they give me up and keep all of you? It was just, like, at that point in their life, like, they couldn't do it. And instead of, like, I guess completely getting rid of me, like, aborting me or whatnot, like, I was given the opportunity to live and to have a good life, which I greatly appreciate. And, again, wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
The next question that I wrote down is, actually, we answered all of my questions.
Answered them all? Oh, we're good.
But I have two marry, murder, make love questions for you, and then you can get back to your homework.
Oh, no. I know. Today's my last day of homework, and then I'm done forever.
No, the murder, marry, make loves are good. It's going to be tough.
Is it people that I have dated?
No, it's famous people.
Okay.
now I need to do of ones you've dated.
Because they'd all be killed.
Okay. First one. So you pick one to murder, to marry, and to make love to.
Okay.
Brian.
Oh, I love him.
Thomas Rhett. And Dylan Scott.
Freak. Probably marry Luke Bryan. I'd kill Thomas Rhett. And make love to Dylan Scott.
I think Thomas Rhett has the cutest little family and is a cute husband.
He does. He makes the cutest babies. But I just, I don't know. It's the beard, maybe, that just, and the outdoorsiness that I just can't handle.
For Thomas Rhett?
Yeah. But he does sing beautifully.
Oh.
They all sing beautifully.
I hope we get to go to Luke, or go to Thomas Rhett later on. I heard concerts are going to be canceled till 2021.
Well, then we have lots of concerts, and we're not going to San Fran, apparently.
I'm going to be sad. Okay, next one is Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, he's yummy.
Zac Efron.
Oh, even yummier.
And Brad Pitt.
Oh, freak. Probably marry Zac Efron, make love to Liam Hemsworth, and kill Brad Pitt.
Really?
For me.
Okay. This is I need to pick from your life.
Oh, people I've dated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, they can all be killed then.
No, you have to really pick. Okay. Christian.
Which one? High school or the gay one?
Christian B.
Okay.
Devin.
Oh, gosh.
And Alex from high school.
Freak. Probably marry Alex from high school because I loved his parents.
That's a good one.
Probably Christian Brewerton does have rockin' bod. Probably make love to him, even though I'm sure he's gay. And then kill Devin because he's got some lying issues.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What can I say?
Okay, here's another one.
I'm scared.
Donald Trump.
Ew.
Vladimir Putin.
I don't even know what he looks like.
And Kim Jong-un.
Well, we kill Kim Jong-un because
He is a freaking dictator.
So probably marry Donald Trump. Because then I could be the first lady. And who was the other one? Vladimir Putin? I don't even know who that is.
We're going to make love to Vladimir Putin.
Yep, I don't even know what he looks like, but sure.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
Okay. Ew all around.
Okay, here's the last one. Actually, there might be a few more. Okay. Jack Sparrow. Davy Jones.
Ew.
Or Will Turner.
Oh, make love to Will Turner, marry Jack Sparrow, kill Davy Jones. Orlando Bloom is yummy.
Okay, here's a funny one. Homer Simpson. Peter Griffin.
Peter who?
Griffin.
Who? What is he from?
I don't know. Look that up really fast. And Fred. Okay. And Fred Flintstone.
Okay, well, let me hurry and look up who Peter Griffin is.
Yeah.
Well, Fred Flintstone's a good dad. Oh, he looks terrible. All right, let's kill Peter Griffin, marry Fred Flintstone, and make love to Homer Simpson.
Okay. Battle of the Justins. Justin Timberlake. Justin Bieber. Justin Verlander. He plays baseball for the Detroit Tigers.
Okay, let's look him up.
I think for that one, I would go marry Justin Verlander, kill Justin Bieber, make love Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I agree. This dude's yummy.
Yum. Okay, for real, two more, and then I'll be done. Mr. Incredible.
Oh.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
And Shrek.
Kill Shrek. Marry Wreck-It Ralph and make love to Mr. Incredible.
Oh. Okay, the final one. NSYNC. Backstreet Boys. This says 98 Degrees, but I don't know who that is, so let's go with, like, the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, freak. Okay. Probably marry Backstreet Boys. Make love to Joe Bros. And kill NSYNC.
Whoa. That was a good one.
I had to shake it up there.
Oh, well, I'm so happy you could come on my podcast.
Whenever you need me, sissy.
I just hope that one day we can be friends and that you'll, you know.
Hey, I think it's like, what, 10 days until my stay-at-home order is lifted?
Yeah, but you don't really have to obey that, you know? Nothing's going to happen to you if you escape.
I don't even want to risk that.
What if
you're so good?
You're doing so good?
Yeah, I don't go anywhere. I haven't spent any money.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm just
living my best life.
But your what is it? Your canteen is empty.
I know. I haven't been able to see my boyfriend in 20 days. And it was our 6-month anniversary on Saturday.
Your dry spell continues.
10 more days, and then I will be able to refill my canteen. Well, on the bright side, at least he doesn't send me pictures like you get.
Ew. Nobody that I actually like sends me those photos.
Yes, they have.
Who?
Rich.
Oh, my gosh. That was literally years ago.
Did Bryce ever send you dick pics?
No.
You just saw it in person.
Gosh.
And now he's happily married, I guess. I'm
so sorry for my sister's inappropriateness.
Has he messaged you since you've been married?
No, and I hope he never does.
Just like a few days before.
Oh my gosh.
What a life we live.
A very sad life.
It's a very exciting life. Like, we never have a dull moment.
True.
So at least we're fun and, you know, do fun things and go fun places.
I know. We need to plan a trip ASAP.
I know, because I think all of our concerts are going to get refunded, so we're going to have plenty of money coming back to us.
We just need to, like, go to Arizona for a week. But we need to do that.
We just need to make a list of where we want to go this year and just plan out when we want to go.
Yeah. So if you have any ideas, listeners, of places that we need to go,
please comment.
Let us know. Let us know.
Okay. Yeah, we need some new adventures to go on. I mean, we need to hit up Disneyland because we do have season passes.
True.
We've not been in 5 months, which is very rare for us. We're having withdrawals.
Okay. Very sad. Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your homework.
Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hope you're not scarred from the video. Maybe it will give you, like, sweet dreams.
Well, thanks. Feel free to DM him and ask him for more, though, for yourself.
Oh, bleh, I'm vomiting. Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.